Howdy, wrestling fans. Patrick Hickey Jr. here, editor-in-chief, ReviewFix.com. Just to give you my thoughts on what's going on in TNA right now following Victory Road 2012. I mean, first things first, most of the titles stayed at home. No real title changes except for a huge one. When you think about what it does to TNA moving forward, as of right now, the TV title in TNA means as much as the TV title meant to WCW towards the end of WCW's run. Pretty much nothing. It can be a title that can be used the same way the Intercontinental title is used in the WWE to help bring along talented young stars before they're ready for the mainstream. Instead, it's more a title that's used to put people over that aren't ready to be put over. I mean, Robbie E has the ability to be very, very good. He's a very solid in-ring competitor. His gimmick, though, is kind of last year. And even last year, it felt like it was last year. He's a good wrestler. He's good on the mic. He's got a lot of ability. It's in TNA's best interest to keep the title on him. The same way it was in their best interest to keep the title in Eric Young's hand. I mean, Eric Young is a better wrestler than Robbie E. The fans connect with him more, but I mean, if Robbie E or Eric Young had the title, I wouldn't be so upset because you're at least putting someone on television that has the ability to, I don't want to say draw money, but the potential to entertain more than some of the other people. And this is nothing against Devon Dudley, who is a legend, a tag team legend, and a guy that's done a lot for TNA, but giving him that title is a nice cherry on top of a very successful career, but it does very little to bolster TNA's product. It doesn't make TNA a better company. It doesn't make TNA more entertaining. It doesn't make TNA in any way, shape, or form closer to playing with the WWE. Instead, it gives a WWE fan or a WWE fanboy more ammunition to say that TNA is a mess. Bully Ray has had a lot of success, on the other hand, in singles competition. But at the same time, he's another guy that, as entertaining as he is and as talented as he is, does not have the ability to be a singles champion in TNA. He's not quite where he needs to be, and to be honest, it's kind of unclear if he'll ever be where he needs to be as far as a singles wrestler goes. He's a great guy in a group. He's a great guy in a tag team. But as a singles wrestler, he's kind of missing something. So I'm kind of happy that Cowboy James Storm beat Bully Ray for the number one contendership. But again, too, at the same time, Robert Roode and James Storm is it's a match that we've seen before. There's just not a lot going on in every single division. Every single championship division in TNA is boring. I mean, the X division is probably the most entertaining, and that's because of Austin Aries. Austin Aries is essentially the Tully Blanchard of this generation. He's got all the potential in the world. He's incredibly talented in the ring. There's not a lot of people that can do what he can do. And this run in TNA is so much different than his first because he's actually had time to go on the mic and develop a persona. Before his first time in TNA, he really didn't have that opportunity. So, but then at the same time, TNA screws it up because Zema Ion is still incredibly green on the mic. He's come a long way over the last couple of years as a wrestler. He's got a ton of talent. He's a guy that I see as being pretty big 2 years from now. But again, he's not quite there, and now the X division is a joke because Aries is in a league of his own and has no one to wrestle with. The tag team division, very similar. Samoa Joe and Magnus are a really fun tag team. They're really good. They need a better double team finisher. But aside from that, they work very well together. They're polished, and Matt Morgan and Crimson aren't a good tag team. They're two mammoths, and they're two good singles wrestlers. I think Morgan should have been pushed for a world title run a long time ago. And Crimson is a guy that's up and coming. He still has a lot of ability. But he was pushed too fast, and he's still, like, you know, undefeated and blah, blah, blah. And that's kind of lost its luster. So what do you do? And you have four other guys, AJ Styles, Mr. Anderson, Christopher Daniels, Kazarian, four of the best workers in the company. They have an angle that's absolutely boring. Absolutely boring. Nobody wants to watch it. So when you have four of your best workers in an angle together, you need to bring something creatively. I don't know what's going on in that angle. And to be totally honest, I don't really care. The same thing with Kurt Angle and Jeff Hardy. Two great workers. There's no storyline to bring them all together. Why Sting is wrestling the world champion? I mean, Bobby Roode doesn't need to be put over. He doesn't need a win over Sting to be put over. Fans respect him for his in-ring ability. He's getting better on the mic. They need him to be in 30-minute matches with somebody different than Sting. He needs to be in a big match with a young guy in TNA, and they need to establish some type of chemistry with one another on the mic and in the ring, and across every single championship division, that's just not there. All these guys can go. All these guys can wrestle. There's nothing creative that brings it all together and makes it interesting. Mike Tenay and Taz are mentioning Immortal member, you know, Bully Ray, blah, 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 on Impact the other night. And I'm like, when was the last time Immortal was even pertinent? When was the last time that Immortal was even remotely interesting? When was Bischoff last on TV in this angle? Like, as a member of Fortune, now he's just in some silly angle with his son, and Immortal barely gets mentioned. Then you have a guy like Gunner, who's not even on the pay-per-view. That should be. He's got all the ability in the world. He's really talented, even though he's got problems landing DDTs from time to time. But truth be told, they have all the pieces in place to have a very, very solid in-ring product and a creative product, and it's just not there right now. So TNA, I'm going to ask you right now, what are you thinking?